Welcome to the Flame Podcast, spreading truth like wildfire with your flamethrowers Anna Kane and Nicole Orozco on a mission to set the captives free. Now here they are, your hosts.
Hello, everyone. I am Anna.
And I'm Nicole.
And we have a great show lined up for you today. For more information about the Flame Podcast and the Flame Newspaper, please visit us at theflameusa.com. And when you go there, do Act 333.
Act 333.
Act 333. What is that, you ask?
Yeah, what is that?
It is a call to local action to make national impact. I think that everybody should be able to order three papers, get out three papers, and ask those three people to order three papers. It seems pretty simple. And this month's cover is the Hatch Amendment. Super, super important. I know there's so many people that have been fighting the school boards on a consistent basis. And yeah, we're seeing wins. But, you know, it's a lot easier when parents just opt their children out of all the extracurricular programs. And so the Hatch Amendment is super, super important. I would love to see every community just scattered with the Flame cover and the Hatch Amendment, because I think we would, well, I know, I don't even think, I know we would see massive movement. The school boards and our school systems would hear us and make some changes, because they wouldn't be allowed to teach our kids any more of the crap they're teaching them currently. So
I have one thing to say on that.
Yeah.
If you do Act 333, you'll get a physical paper, but because we did mailing, you won't get the Hatch Amendment physical paper, but you will get all the past digital copies when you order the paper. So you will be able to know about the Hatch Amendment that way.
Perfect.
Well, we mail tomorrow, so.
Oh. Yeah, well.
If you get it in today, and you know, I'll be honest, if we got enough subscribers, like, within the next week, I would remail.
So, yeah, for sure.
Anyway, with that, it is political season, so there.
Rabbit season.
Go ahead. You've been saying it all morning. Just take it.
Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Wabbit season, fire!
Oh my, this morning. Anyway, so there are a lot of things happening in the community, in communities all around you. So be paying attention and see where you can get involved and volunteer. Here in Washington, I know Charlie Kirk will be here May 7th at 4 p.m. at the UW. And so I think we will be showing up and doing media. And we'll see. The day could be quite interesting. I'm not going to speak on what could possibly happen. We'll just have to see what does. So join us there again at the UW, 4 o'clock, May 7th.
We're the observer, so we're over the limit watching the whole thing. So it's not about groupings or taking sides. It's about doing the right thing.
Amen to that.
Yes.
So last week, my next announcement is the Flynn movie. If you have not seen it, go to theflynnmovie.com and you can see if they will be doing a showing in your area and get tickets to that. I know that it's on Apple and Amazon and a few other places. And again, if you go to theflynnmovie.com, you can see where you can purchase it at. Nicole and I got the privilege last Wednesday to go and see it and spend a little time with him and the team beforehand. And I know last week we spoke about, you know, just his character. And I left the movie just thinking about that, how his character is what allowed him to rise to the position he was in. And then it was his character that got assassinated and that ultimately pushed him out of the White House. And for all the right reasons, because he stood on his character. And I think that that's so very important is, you know, people don't spend their whole life serving and having good character and then all of a sudden overnight change. And so he did what he was supposed to do, but it's just a travesty to see the consequences for him and his family. And so I was on Ivan Raiklin's show the following day, and he asked me what people were talking about. And I told him, I said, I just kept hearing that people want him to run for VP or want him to be our VP. And so, you know, Ivan went on a rant on it. And, you know, the thing is it would be a beautiful thing if just people with good character were in position of power. So anyway, with that, what else? The Flame Press. We have Flame Press. So if you are looking for a paper for your organization, your business, if you're running, like I said, it's political season. If you're running for a position, you should definitely have a newspaper. So you can go to theflamepress.com and get information about that. And with that, Steve, what are your happenings?
Throughout history, man has invented new and better ways to kill their fellow man. From spears and catapults to swords, bombs, missiles, drones, and bioweapons. They have invented ways to manipulate the weather, poison our water, food, and natural resources until they have devised new ways to promote the genocide of people, be it Israel destroying its neighbor Palestine or the Rwanda killing fields. It seems the merchants of death aren't happy unless people are dying and their products are being purchased. Yet through it all this time, God waits patiently, asking his heavenly counsel, will they ever change? Will they not see there is a better way of peace and love and tranquility, where the rich no longer rule over the poor, where the meek inherit the earth? Throughout time, since the fall, God has worked to redeem his handiwork, namely mankind, from itself. Back in the early days of human history, things got so bad between his angelic hosts and the human race that he destroyed the entire world with a flood. Here is God's exact sentiments. Now it came about, when man began to multiply in the face of the land, and the daughters were born to them, that the sons of God, those are angels, saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he is also flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days as well, and afterwards. When the sons of God came into the daughters of men and bore children to them, they were the mighty men, giants, that is, were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of his thoughts and his heart was only evil continually. The Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he grieved in his heart. The Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals to creeping things and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the Lord's eyes. Noah was used by God to save the human race by preventing his family that went on to repopulate the earth, minus the monster hybrids. My question to you is this: will you find favor in the eyes of the Lord? Will you do what is right when others choose the path of destruction? Will you stand for God Almighty and refuse to participate in the deeds of darkness? This is the question each one of us must ask ourselves, because each of us will stand before God and give an account of what we've done while on this earth. There is a singular theme in all of Scripture, and that's God locating and then using righteous men and women to carry out his will on earth. Noah, Abraham, Moses, the prophets, King David, and ultimately the Son of Man, Jesus himself, who came to this earth to fulfill the promise God made to Adam and Eve, that one day he would right the wrong and redeem all of us from our sinful state. That began 2,000 years ago when Jesus rose from the grave. Today, over 1 billion people proclaim Jesus as their Savior and Lord. The problem is many who call upon the name of the Lord have been deceived through false teachings. They have been deceived through a life of programming. But all is not lost. 2020 was used by God to wake people up and raise up Noahs all over the earth who, like myself, have seen through the deception and are teaching people how to see through spiritual eyes. People are waking up to see we are in a spiritual battle against spiritual enemies. Call them agents of darkness, Nephilim, demons, and powers in heavenly places who rule through governments and foundations and corporations whose intent is death and not life. Our job is to do what God says and refuse to support evil in all its forms. We are to build arcs all over the earth in the form of smart, God-loving communities, educating ourselves and the next generation to withstand the agents of darkness. God isn't through with this yet. That's why millions are coming out of their slumber and are beginning to fight back however they can. My question to you is this. Will you be a Noah?
That was so good, Steve. This morning, I was doing Bible verse with my kiddos, and it was, oh gosh, justice and being the river. I don't know the verse word for word. And then righteousness being the stream, and how, you know, God calls us to be a people who have righteous anger and who want justice. I mean, it's ingrained in us to want justice. And I think that that's one of, you know, the sad things is that we see that our world is not just, and so many people just turn their head and, you know, and accept it. Like they don't have a voice and they have no power. And we can see we absolutely do when we stand and we do something. And speaking about that, I'm excited for our guests because that all rolls on the same heels. So our goal for the Flame podcast is to make it a top performer within the political category. So please make sure that you like, subscribe, and share our show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you know that there is a community of human beings that live to be well over 100 years old? It's true. The Hunza people live to be anywhere between 120 to 140 years old. Their secret? Vitamin B17. At Richardson Nutrition Center, founder John Richardson and his family have made it their mission to add vitamin B17 back into the human diet. Vitamin B17 is found in over 1,200 foods in nature and has been gradually eliminated from the human diet throughout the past 100 years. Over the past 20 years, our products have helped customers with immune support, energy, heart health, and much more. At Richardson Nutrition Center, we have developed a product line to easily incorporate B17 back into your diet.
Well, this is the part of our show that we interview people who are carrying the torch of truth and making a positive difference in our world. But before we talk to you, I want to talk to our guest. I want to remind you to visit theflameusa.com. Where you can find out more information about the Flame podcast and the Flame paper. We do have a big shout out to our Rumble fans. Thank you for tuning us in. We do know that you'll enjoy this week's show. And by the way, you could listen to our full length podcast filled with excellent guests and topics. You can find us at Podomatic.com, Spotify, and all the big platforms that podcasts are heard. So today, I am super excited because we have our guest, Scott McKay, Patriot Street Fighter.
Whoop, whoop.
He is here, and he is here to answer some deep diving questions with us. Welcome, Scott. I started watching you way back in 2020, before we started a paper, before anything, and I followed you, and I learned so much about what was happening. I don't know if it was 20 or 21, but it was before we started the Flame. And then I met you at events and I saw you speak, and you're always so kind to the audience, and you stand there and you meet every single person. And I really like that about you. And so I can't even go through your bio because you've been through so much, but I know that you started around 1994 and really digging deep for decades now. and you went through some trauma. So I'd like the audience to maybe get a quick bio and how you started out and how this evolved into what you're doing today.
Well, thank you for having me on. And also thank you for doing what you ladies are doing, starting the flame and doing what you're doing, because that is the battlefield. People like us just doing something in mass in this country to take our country back. So my hat's off to you. I'm always just overly impressed with people that do what you guys are doing. So few people actually have come to the forefront in this fight. And obviously we need everybody we can. The fact that you guys took the initiative is a bit, says a lot about your character and your belief in this country. So hats off to you both. You know, I started this back in 1990. I was a big Reaganite during the Reagan years. I saw the strength of Reagan and how he conducted himself. And it was, you know, basically staring down the Soviet bear, and everybody else tried to dance around it. We had this policy of detente for 35 years. And during detente, which is basically just status quo, the status quo was the Soviet Union marching through 35 Eastern European countries and taking them over. That's how well detente was working. And to hear someone like Reagan come in and say, you know, my Patriot Street Fighter language is bullshit's over. He said, look, he said, our policy is no longer detente. It's rollback. We are going to roll back the Soviet Union. And at that time, those were massive fighting words. Mm-hmm. But Reagan never backed up. He didn't back up to his own cabinet, his own advisors. He went against everybody because everybody were, quite honestly, chicken shit cowards. And to me, that's disgusting, because this nation was built on the backs and the hearts of brave men and women that carved this experiment out of the countryside with their own two hands, bare hands. So I don't have a tolerance for weakness, especially in the face of tyranny. And that's what Reagan did for me. 1990 rolls around, and I was being recruited for Naval Marine Aviation at the time. I just completely walked away from a competitive bodybuilding career, which my career track for a long time, that I was going to be a pro, and that was it. Well, I never could let this thing go. It was in my mind when I was going through ROTC Air Force recruiting, checking that out when I was going to Penn State. But anyways, I didn't get down that route. I didn't want to wear camos on campus with a short haircut. Too many cute girls there. I'm like, nah, that's not going to work. So anyways, so 90 rolls around. I walked away one day just on a whim. It wasn't a whim. It was a draw and a drag on me for years. And I told my buddies when I was at outside of Gold's Gym in Venice Beach, and they were all competitive bodybuilders. And I said, I'm done. I'm hanging it up. And I said, why? They're like, you're out of your effing mind. 3 days later, I'm on a plane back to Pennsylvania. So I go through this process of losing 65 pounds, getting myself down to 205 pounds. And I went into the Marine Corps office. They send me to the Navy. Navy, scheduled my exam. So 8 months later, I took these exams and I scored, you know, really well. So now I appeared to be, I had a guaranteed flight contract with the Navy. A lot of things were happening at that time. Cheney was DEFSEC under Bush 1 and cutting back the Reagan buildup. They hit aviation hard right out of the gate. It all evaporated. The Marines came in and they had a spot for me. That disappeared too, because I didn't have physicals done, and I could have got them. If I had them done, then I would have had been in Pensacola 2 weeks later. It all fell apart, destroyed my life. So I thought, I'm going to serve my country one way, shape, or form. And plus, if I do it as a United States Senator and I get on the Armed Services Committee, I can get a cat shot off a carrier in an F-18 because I'd have enough clout to do it. So, but that whole process.
Goals. We're talking goals here.
What's that?
Yeah, I said exactly. Goals. We're talking goals here.
I'll tell you what, now I wouldn't set foot inside that beltway if you put a bullet in my head and drug me there. I'd be like Lazarus.
Oh, somebody had a wake-up call.
So big time. So anyways, all of that was a building evolution of my passion for the country. Started going down the rabbit hole. 92 comes around. It's the election coming up. And actually, it was 90 when Clinton comes on the scene and he's going to run. And I'm looking at this guy. I'm thinking, really? So when I started researching that, I'm like, holy shit, these people are criminals. And then it went from there. So I was active in elective politics right up until 2006. Through those years, working campaigns, running campaigns, 2004, my second Bush election, precinct captain in Los Angeles again, serving on the Central Committee, running a state assembly race for Mark Eisler. And that was the end of it. It took me till 2006 to make the decision. And I was out. Like, this whole machine is corrupt. half these people are criminals, not the people I was dealing with personally, but the whole machine. So
Yep.
that was it until Trump. I focused on business. Trump comes down this staircase. I just caught it by chance, was indifferent, watched him speak for a minute. And as soon as he said, "See them back there, they're fake news." And I was like, "Holy shit." I was like, "There he is. I never saw him coming." And I just went on my
Let
phone.
me ask you on that, because I've been having a feeling lately, and there's, within the Patriot movement of media, there's been things moving around. You think Trump's going to get in the White House and kick all mainstream media out and bring in the grassroots media?
I don't know. I really don't. There's so much disruption in the podcast world now. It's a joke. I mean, obviously, you see, they've now framed me as a guy who is part of the Flynn Network. I don't know what the hell that is. Flynn and I have been at odds for well over a year since I was removed from the Reawaken America tour, and helping him launder money in New Hampshire for Ukraine. I'm like, this is exactly what the world needs to see. This is, and this needs to keep. I hope these people keep us this nonsense up, because everybody needs to see this. This is how the country was destroyed in the first place, because our community is now acting like mainstream media, Russia, 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 making shit up for who knows what, for whatever reason. Trump was a threat to them. They did it for that reason. What threat am I to anybody, right? So, anyways, when I saw what Trump did, look, I hear all the things out there that people are saying about Trump, that he's cabal, he's this, he's that. And I have to say, I'm not smart enough, or my pay grade's not high enough to know the inside track of everything. All I'm looking at is a multi-decade view of the chessboard. So many people come into the Great Awakening a few years ago, right? They've never paid attention to politics, geopolitics. They have no clue what goes on around the world. But many people in a short span of time all of a sudden know everything about what's going on, because this minutia that happens in this time frame. And I said early on, my scope is this big. It's all I've ever done. So when I saw what Trump was doing, I saw things happening around the world that never happened, like was never going to happen. And so when you're watching our military intelligence back channel dropping all this intel drops, you're trying to you get to a point where you're like, yeah, no longer is this bullshit. This doesn't, these aren't coincidences here, like constant proofs. Plus, watching the playing field change, I was like, this is incredible. So it was easy for me to follow it. How do you have this element that's outing this satanic empire to the entire world? You have Trump driving this thing of rounding up child traffickers and all this by the tens of thousands, never been done. Staring down NATO, staring down the EU, the capitulation tour, looking at the Republican Party and the Democrat Party and saying, "Look, folks, they're all crooks." You know, I mean, I thought, how can you debate that? Now, I also know when people say, "What about this, 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 and this?" My answer to that, and then I'll stop here, is this. The Khazarian Mafia, which is really, I think, what sent Patriot Street Fighter Nuclear after we did our first nuclear video. I'd already been talking about the Khazarian Mafia the whole year prior to we ever starting a live stream. And I'm laying out that how the Khazarian mob, these bastards have been in power for 1400 years, not because they're stupid. It's because they're very cunning, evil, clever. They're very smart, and they're very calculating. So it's kind of like, I always refer to this FBI agent who infiltrated the Mongols motorcycle gang to take them down. Now, I don't think they've taken them down completely, but this guy had to absolutely convince the leadership of the Mongols that he was one of them. And what does that mean? He had to do things outside of, I don't think he killed anybody, but he had to do things to make sure they never doubted who he was or they'd kill him.
They
So
led him, right? They led him all the way to a different portion of Khazaria, like through there to fake out the whole, if I could remember the story, to fake out that he wasn't who he said he was, and that's how that happened. I mean, it's a story, but I know it. I've heard of
Yeah.
it.
So think about what you have to do to infiltrate this Khazarian mob. You gotta do things that makes it look like you're working with them. And I'll say this, I've listened to all these attacks that have been going on inside the podcast community to these various characters. I don't comment it because Patriot Street Fighter is attack machine on the known enemy. And that's not whoever is in our movement doing good. Now, I do believe that there are people in our movement that are probably doing bad. But once again, I'm not taking a risk in saying and attacking somebody when I don't have absolute evidence and proof. And I was told this by somebody recently who is in the know, because somebody that I know, we know, wanted to attack someone else, and it's a high level figure. And this person said to me, this person's been around for a long time, part of the initial wave 15 years ago, said, you don't know who has made what deals. You do not know which of these characters have made what deals. So you need to be careful, because some bad guys are now playing out a role with a gun to their head, probably because they've been caught and they're doing what they got to do. And so to say who's a black hat, who's a white hat, again, my ego could never exceed reality. I can't, I can have an idea and say who is who, but come on. If I know, we're already forked, because
So
that means
when
the
you
enemy knows,
talk about
right?
that, you're right on. We don't know what side deals have been made, and we don't know the entire truth, but we, the people, are the ones who control this nation. And so let's talk about that. Let's go into how we, the people, can take our nation back and not have to worry about those side deals.
Yeah, and I know where you're leading this right here. We're
Whoop
going tied to civics.
whoop.
Telling you folks, these ladies are brilliant because they saw it about as early as I did. The only way, in my opinion, that we're going to get this country back in the hands of we the people is David Zuniga's tactical civics approach to bringing back the constitutional county grand jury and their certified standing militia to carry out their actions of the people. So, in my opinion, I mean, it's obvious because we vested everything of Patriot Street Fighter into tactical civics. Tactical civics is the, if you go to tacticalcivics.com, watch the video, get a sense of it. And if you see what we see, it's pretty simple. Smash that red button, pay your $5, engage. You can download the books for free. You have to read the Great WESET. Once you get that in your head, you'll understand, because our founders, who are more brilliant than any political figure in this nation's history, what they had to create a structure whereby it was easy in the past. A king, a military leader, whatever, you do what I tell you, that's how we run the country. Nobody had to think for themselves. But here, they wanted freedom. Good. It comes with a price. You have to be prepared to take responsibility. So they set up the structure whereby communities or counties could run the whole show for their county. Nobody else could come in, not even the Supreme Court could come in and supersede their authority to run their counties. And they did it through the constitutional county grand juries, who had a constitutional duty to certify a standing militia. And people want to freak out about that word. I say it every time. Don't use that word. Go fork yourself. I'm not backing up 1 inch on the term militia. I don't care what these alphabet Disneyville agencies say. This is what the founders put in there. And if you're ever going to run and back up like a coward to anything, you may as well just put cuffs and put your hands in the air, because they see that you're weak and you'll back up. Well, take that term away and make it something else. They'll just make that a woke term too. This is how they work. We have to stand our ground on this. But the idea that the county grand juries can now investigate anybody they want, i.e., politicians, for any reason they want, for no reason whatsoever, as often as they want, that's called oversight. That's what the one class of people in this nation, one single class, only one, who has never had oversight, it's a political class, the scumbag class, and they get away with everything. And there's and they will not police each other. They will not hold each other to account, because they're in the big scumbag bowl of soup
Well,
swimming
they
together.
do police each other and hold each other to account to all of their wrongdoings and then, hold each other over each other's head. And you're going to do this because I've now blackmailed you.
Exactly. And that's, you're right. That's how they do it. So tactical civics allows the people to use their power to remove them through a constitutional process of the grand jury, arrest, warrant, indictment, prosecution, and imprisonment. And we get back to, like David Zuniga says, How about if we just enforce the Constitution one time in this country's history? Just once.
Once.
Just once. That's
just try
what
it
we
out.
Are.
Can we get so we get a county, it's all set up, then I'm going to take heat sinking missiles and we're going to put a law that says if you spray over my county, I'm taking your plane down.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Steve's been talking about this for over a week.
Yeah,
he's like, now that this is a law, like they can literally just take down the planes that are spraying these chemicals.
I would have no compunction. Problem whatsoever, because you just give them a warning and you say this is my private this is our community, we do not want it trespassed, and when you fly over and trespass on it, you are now breaking our community standards here, our laws.
I have a question about that kind of leads into tactical civics and about some other things that you mentioned on the show when SGNON had the show together, and you were talking about the convergence of spiritual and geopolitical realms, but I kind of want to combine that into the collapse of the systems coming up and where we are on the dismantling of power structures as a whole. How, if we're spiritually and politically converging, the power structures are collapsing, but we have tactical civics over there. How does this all blend in with where we are in history? Because it seems like it's all
that's a lot of questions.
So
I know,
but
Scott, you're deep. You got what I know. Yeah. I'm saying it. You could handle this question.
Yeah,
the 42 questions.
I can handle any question, whether it's right or not, who knows, but I can say that I got an answer for everything. But that's a great question, because quite honestly, the structures are coming down. It's been foretold in prophecy. It's been foretold on caves, you know, written on cave walls 75,000 years ago. You know, this cycle of inside this quantum physical construct of our creator, mm-hmm. it works in a certain way. Okay. And it's kind of like we talk about, you know, we're given free will. And if we simply work in concert with the laws of the physical laws of the universe that our creator engineered, and also in concert with the nature of man, we can create anything we want. Mm-hmm. We go against them. And the reason we go against them primarily is because the matrix that they built to run the planet has been going on for a very long time, and it is a satanic realm that controls it. Therefore, we don't have a fighting chance. How do we have a fighting chance now? As I say often, the Christ consciousness is rising on the planet because people are waking up. The walking dead are waking up. But knowing that, and that is divinely spiritual, because nothing else explains it. However, you have the rise of the satanic realm that's in the battle for its survival.
Yep.
So people think that there's going to be a pitchfork pointed tail red being with ears running around, you know, sticking people, the devil doing it that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. I think nothing explains how Satan works better than Napoleon Hill's hidden manuscript called Outwitting the Devil. And it's a fascinating read. It's one of the most powerful, the three most powerful reads I've ever had in my life. Outwitting the Devil is that book. And here's a point, because it's a sit down interview between Napoleon Hill, the way it's written, interviewing the devil to force a confession on the devil. How do you capture 98% of the souls? How do you have the time and work that hard? He goes, I don't work that hard. Everybody he says, what do you mean? He says, I have legions of minions that do my bidding for me. Like who? Well, you know, like the clergy, like parents, like school teachers, all this indoctrination that they use against
corporations.
All of it. They're using other people to do the bidding. In this case, those who are awake and fighting against it, and those are fighting for the freedom of humanity, and those fighting against it. So I say all these people running around trying to disrupt our movement. We just talked about it the other night. Operation Jackal has been initiated. Release the jackals, the three-letter agencies release the jackals in our movement to go start attacking other people. What does that mean? That means that if you're going to make up lies and spread those lies, you're coming from a dark energy place.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming from a lower negative satanic frequency. If you, I don't say shit that I can't prove about somebody. So I say nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So, but now you say, well, I thought this is a good guy over here, good girl, good whatever. Yeah, I guess we do. But if they're out there perpetuating outright lies,
mm-hmm.
that reason for sensationalism, their own view count, because now they're on a run or a roll and all that stuff I'm seeing with them hit me with, it's insanity. Like, no shit. How about investigating me from now till the time they yank me out of my mother's womb? Find one thing, just one, because none of you clowns could even carry my water for what I've been doing for 34 years, mm-hmm. let alone climbing out of a grave and coming back to do it again. So that isn't just bad people. Those are people, in my opinion, I see the good in everybody. I see these as good people who have been taken over by this low frequency, low density energy mm-hmm. force, this satanic force that starts to drive their thoughts and their actions.
Because it's inserted into our thoughts and actions.
Inserted,
it's a program.
Yeah, it could be technological programming. I think it's more in a spiritual side.
Spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
You stand in the light or you don't. It's really simple. You mm-hmm. stand in the light or you don't. So mm-hmm. in that case, to answer your question, the fusion of the spiritual realm with the geopolitical circumstances or events that are happening around the world are just things that are foretold. And we have to continue to understand that it is a spiritual battle. It's raging in the heavens. It's raging all around us.
Yep.
It's not just about political figures fighting for domination of the planet. These people are controlled by an energy field, yes. an energy force. And that's why no matter what you see happening around the world, these battles, look, if we could jump into the fifth dimension easily, as they can, you know, as they can downgrade into the third dimension right. to affect what's happening here. If we could transition, if we had the elevation of spirit to do that, we would see the 3D playing field, be like, holy shit.
Yes.
The things that you now see that
we do have the power, and that's part of, you know, societal norms, the things, you know, it's like I've done probably the greatest thing I ever did was fight Leviathan at Tulalip Tribes a year and a half ago. And half the people who have heard about it are like, that's just crazy. Right. And then the other people are like, no, that is the most amazing thing ever. And people who are there are like, oh my gosh, this is real. And God's been saying for the last 6 months to me over and over and over again is we need to be sharing our testimony of that power and making it the norm.
To raise right? that frequency.
Exactly. Satanic people know how to use spiritual warfare. They know how to use it. Christians are too busy sitting on pews, and pastors are too busy speaking of a Bible verse and let's just pray this day out, have a great week, folks, blah, 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 blah. And people aren't getting to work because it's not a social norm, because we're not sharing our testimonies.
We're
enough.
Not taking our we're, power.
We're not taking our power, and we're allowing the dark lanes to use theirs and ignoring it.
100%. I mean, talk about an epic failure are the mm-hmm. churches of this nation mm-hmm. and the world. Mm-hmm. churches that run away from everything because of their 501c3 status to make yeah. sure they don't get hit by the government. Talk about a deal with the devil. Yeah, I'll become a 501c3 so these guys leave me alone. Look, said this from many stages around the country, especially the big church stages, Clay Clark stages, is this. The pastors need to put down their Bible, pick up their 1776 musket, get out on the battlefield and start putting blood on the ground, laying waste to this satanic realm, because that's how the country was born. And if they keep standing up there, look, when I saw the church in Dallas that I go to, Pastor Jeffrey's church, the First Baptist Church or whatever, Dallas, big place, beautiful. They got, you know, of course, televised, whatever. Once he is now a proponent of taking the kill shot, I'm like, that's it.
Yes.
Never again. Won't set foot in there.
Yes, he's bought and paid for.
Of course he is. They're all bought and paid for. In fact,
yep.
just the Methodist church. I grew up in a Methodist church. So back in the early 90s, I was writing a check for me at that time. You know, didn't have big business success at that time. But I was writing pretty sizable checks to the church every month. Once the Methodist Church came out publicly, the National Methodist Church supported Bill Clinton vetoing the partial birth abortion ban, where they deliver a baby breech, keep its skull in the canal, still incise its skull here, stick a tube in, suck its brains out, and then abort it, abort the life and pull it out. The Republican House and Senate, of course, passed a ban on that. Clinton vetoed the ban. The Methodist Church came out and supported Clinton's decision to veto. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? That's it. You'll never have put a dime in your coffer. I'd go to church on holidays when I'd be back in town with my mom because it was important to her. And they'd pass that tray around. I'm like, I'm not putting
absolutely
shit in
the tray.
If you want to give me a dollar and stick it in, I will, but not my money. And I've never given
the other day I was on Facebook and somebody posted, because I'm pro-choice doesn't mean that I'm, what was it? Because I'm pro-choice doesn't mean that I'm pro-abortion. I just don't believe it's, I don't believe that it's my right to tell you what to do. And I read this and I'm just like, the wording behind it was just so insane. I'm like, okay, so if you're pro-choice because you don't feel like you have the right to tell people what to do, okay. However, if you're a Christian and you believe in God, then you are supposed to stand on his word. So what does he say? It doesn't matter what you tell people. What does God say? That's what you're supposed to be standing on. So I was just blown away because this woman's a Christian. I'm just like, you did not just say this. Like, it goes against everything you say you stand for, regardless whether you personally have an opinion or not. You're supposed to uphold God's word. That is not in God's word. Abortion is not anywhere in the Bible that says, yes, God supports abortion. Nowhere. So
well,
you should not.
You could talk about natural law, too. Do no harm. And so right there, without even getting into biblical sayings,
yeah,
you could say do no harm and natural law. And it's all written in natural law. Everything's written in natural law.
Yep.
So, you know, that's one thing. But what you were saying about the church and about everything happening and how people are bought and paid and all the really chaotic thoughts of who's good, who's bad, blah, 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 and the corporations took over. But we're in a great awakening, Scott. We're in a great awakening. What does that look like, and where are we right now in this time in history, in your opinion?
Well, I think obviously we're on the rise. I mean, especially in the church, people are realizing what the church is all about. Look, I'll say this. I don't have a beef with the church. I have a beef with the leadership of the churches. Like, quite honestly, and your friends that are talking about abortion, I'd come back with this. Okay, how about this? How about you swear on the souls, lives and souls of your children and all future generations that you'll promise me when your time comes, that you stand in front of Christ, you tell him the exact thing, same thing you told me. You tell me that you'll do that. And if you don't, then, you know, generations of your souls will be wiped out. How about we make that deal?
Yeah.
Get people to prove their own bullshit.
Yep.
So with the churches, I will say this without saying too much. There's a lot of great pastors out there. Pastor Dave Scarlett's, he'll be speaking at our event. And I have a lot of pastors, Pastor Mark Burns and Leon Benjamin, all these people are friends of mine from your Awakened Tour. And I said this shit when I'm on a stage with 20 pastors behind me coming on stage, right? And so I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And I've said this before, any pastor in this country that allows Patriot Street Fighter to come through their doors and get to their stage has balls as big as church bells. And I've said that during the events with the pastors, all like, holy shit, I can't believe you just said that. And I say, your pastor's a badass. And I say the same thing. And they're like, place now starts going nuts. I'm like, listen, his balls are as big as church bells. If you listen to him while he's walking, you can hear him banging together. People are exploding. And then you see the pastor going, yeah, that's right. I am a badass.
He's like, yeah.
That's how I bring him to my side. So then when I say what I say, I can say what I say and get away with it. If he said it to his flock, they would behead him. But I can say it.
Yep.
And then and their response has always been positive. The crowds. And I know if they go to that church, that gives them an opportunity to go over and ask the pastor what I'm saying. And now the pastor has permission. And I'm telling you, I've had many of these pastors have come back either before I went on stage or after and thank me for what I do, which is heartwarming, but it shows you that these are men and women who know. Mm-hmm. They want to try to fracture that narrative, and it's actually working. There was a point I was going to make. I chase rabbits all the time, so I start on one path.
Yeah, we do too.
Oh, you'll like the beginning then, because I talked about rabbits, ducks, and all.
Where are we? What do we need to do? I think we probably have like 5 minutes.
Let him answer.
The Great Awakening.
Yeah.
I've got as much time as you guys need. So where are we in the Great Awakening? I think right now, here's where we are. Imagine people keep getting frustrated. I'm like, why? How can you be frustrated because things aren't happening fast enough? You're only talking about what you can see, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't say that to these special operations guys that are embedded worldwide, hunting these killers down and losing their lives and number in the process. Ask them if they think it's happening fast enough. That kind of impatience to me is so disrespectful to people out there that are given blood and lives and families left behind without them to survive. And we're going to be impatient. I'm like, people, get an effing grip. Stop acting like you're in the playpen, pulling your sister's or brother's hair. This is an epic time to be alive. We are seeing something that generations, thousand generations have never gotten to see. And we're here for a front row seat, number one. Number two, when you see what's happening all over the world, the one thing to drive this home, there is a term that is being spoken in at least 210 out of the 225 countries around the world. You're talking about hundreds of millions, likely billions of people walking around and stating one single term, the Great Awakening. What the hell does that tell you is really happening? The world is waking up, mm-hmm. and together. And that isn't because we have a pipeline of information tracks right to all the people. No, there are people that are just waking up like, mm-hmm. something just doesn't seem right.
Yes.
It's intuitive.
It's intuitive.
Intuitive. Bingo.
Discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it took what we just went through to do that.
Right.
That's why God takes what the devil means for evil and he turns around and he flips it and he said, see, yeah, people died, but a lot more people are coming awake.
And a lot more people lived.
And a lot more people lived, yes.
Down the economy, like that was the whole plan.
Yep.
Their plan didn't work like they wanted.
Nope.
Because Trump threw sand in the gears by taking the 2016 election. It was over. I mean, right now, this world would be a smoldering pile of rubble in many parts of the world because it was all set up to start a thermonuclear event with a sum of all fears type of event between Hillary Clinton selling all of our uranium or 20% of the uranium to Moscow and all that, and then detonating a nuke from some of that they skimmed off the top in one of a couple countries, blaming it on them and then kicking it off because COVID was to be the second wave. The first wave was 1 billion people or more in a thermonuclear kickoff between the United States in a retaliatory strike on a country that did nothing and kick that off. And then imagine what the world economy is like at that point. Now release a bioweapon, right? And now they can take down a few billion more. Trump changed all of that. Everything changed because of that.
Are we in nuclear war right now?
Well, I think that could potentially be the scare because we were told scare tactic necessary. And it all depends on what your beliefs are. But once I went down the rabbit hole, starting in 2016, the secret space programs, started meeting these whistleblowers, talking to them, looking at their work. What we believe is that the non-terrestrial races that are benevolent and have an interest in the spiritual ascension of humanity, because we're considered genetic royalty by these other races for reasons that to take too much time to explain. But from what I understand, they will not allow a nuclear Armageddon to happen on this planet. I'm not worried about the nuclear side. There's been enough military Air Force officers who have come forward and said, this is what happened when I was working in the silos, where things are launched, boom, they're just completely shut down in these mysterious ways. There's video footage of different anomalies happening when they launch things with nuclear warheads that they're basically just taken offline because they're not going to allow it to happen. They understand with this cabal matrix that has encircles the planet, because of all this, humanity is 300 years behind its spiritual evolution. That's a lot of time to make up, a lot of time.
They dumbed us down, didn't they?
Yeah, boy, they sure did.
There's a grid around with the spiritual matrix too. It's almost like this power grid. Do you see that being dismantled as people start to feel the light more? They start to wake up. They start to feel their own power and the truth of what's been covered up for eons. That feels right to me for some reason.
Yeah, I think if you're taking down all unnatural structures, regardless of what they are, the satanic realm is an unnatural structure. The matrix itself, the banking system, the Rothschild, Babylonian money magic, slaves, central bankers, there, it's all artificial. It is not based on the divine evolution of things. So whatever it is, they simply are coming down. So once that happens, and here's what I do believe. Here's the exciting part. And again, I can't give you any empirical data or knowledge that I have. It's just what is inside of my soul, which always tells me it isn't coming from me because I'm not studied or smart enough. I've studied.
I
You're
see
pretty
that. I
smart.
see that all the time. I
But
have no idea, but I know, I know, I
you
know.
are pretty
You
smart,
know.
Scott. Just by watching you for years, you're very well versed, and you do your digging and you do your research. So that is a gift.
But that's what I would say it is too. It's not a personal possession.
Right.
But I can say that in my soul continues to tell me that there's nothing but light in front of us. We are going to get to rebuild Eden. And if people don't understand this, Eden isn't burning. Eden's burnt. But we now get to rebuild it. And so for the last couple of years, rather than doing daily analysis on all the minutiae of what happens, around the world in the news, play by play, I've done that for decades when nobody was listening. I'm bored to death of it. And now we have a legion of podcasters that are hugely talented and they're passionate for them. Man, let them do all the money digging and tell everybody, I'm good with that. You guys handle it. My view and my vision has been, it's kind of like when we started going on tour. Great. People are coming alive, coming awake. But now we need to get them on the
Busy.
battlefield to begin to fight. Knowledge is
Absolutely.
one thing, but applied knowledge is useless.
Yep.
So that's why I shifted the whole focus of Patriot Street Fighter in 2021. Hey, I'd love to have sat in front of a camera and continued doing what I did. I took donations early on when somebody said, hey, they want to donate because they know to know what you know, it took a long time and years, and they want to appreciate it. They'd rather give that to you than paying their cable bill. So it took a while for somebody to convince me of that model. So I did. And the money came in like you can't imagine. 20,000 the first month, 30,000 the next month, 40,000. These are people donating to me for my work. I was stunned. I was like, what on earth? So at that point, that's great. I could have stayed in front of the camera and probably been pulling in just people donating. I didn't have a paid channel, nothing. And we did $1 million in merchandise in the first 5 months of Patriot Street Fighter, right? I got not a dime of it. The guy that was handling it, he's got it all, and I cratered it after that because but that's how fast everything was growing. I went on tour, and it all cratered because we raised money for the first tour before I started. Had a deal with Kirk Elliott, and my relationship with him is what has been funding two things, but primarily my relationship with Kirk Elliott is what's been funding Patriot Street Fighter, and I had to be talked into that too for an hour by John Michael Chambers at American Media Periscope. But I could have sat there and just took in tons of money doing the same thing. That's exciting. But again, I was told you need to get your ass and build out there and build an army of warriors to fight. And that's what we've been doing ever since. So, from that point of view, there's nothing more important than that. It is activating the light bodies, the light beings inside the meat suits who truly are driven by the light, to have the courage to step out like Christ did, no fear. Our fear is always, always what we'll lose for immaterial things or our lives. I can tell you this, I've lost them both. Obviously, after that catastrophic grave digging crash in 2014, I was kicked back into the playing field. I guess God just said, you know what, buddy? Not until you clean up your language.
Not today.
So I went to below zero. I went to losing my company, everything I own, $500,000 in medical debt, which I never bankrupted. I never took a disability check. I was homeless, crippled, and penniless 8 months after this crash. And the only reason I survived it before I did this, as a friend of mine in California, this 72-year-old Jewish man who is one of my closest friends in the world, took me in because I refused the disability check. I had 4.5 years to fight back and do what they said couldn't be done. I'll never be upright or walk again. Well, we changed that. Why? Because I've been studying quantum physics for 15 years. It helped me fuse the Christ consciousness with the quantum realm to understand why he said, these works you will do and even greater than I. So I understood that from quantum physics, and I was able to consciously rewire this neural network system, although I had to beat the living shit out of myself through unimaginable pain for 5 years to make it all work again.
Yeah, awesome. That's awesome, because it's like you said, Napoleon Hill and those thought leaders that came in these books and the Bible, and what Christ said about the kingdom of God is within, you know, have the mind of Christ. You'll do greater things than these. As a man thinketh, so he is. All of those sayings. And with quantum physics, with particles and with what we are, I mean, that's just physics. And if you blend that together, you actually could see such a bigger picture, and God's given us the ability to think, because our thoughts are energy and our thoughts manifest what we're thinking. But if we're not at a frequency, and this is biblical, if we're not at a frequency and we're in fear, we can't even start to move into our power, because we're living in a fear-based frequency, which he said, do not fear, 300, whatever, if it's 365. But the point is, the fear is what keeps us. And that's why this fear-mongering over the past 4 years, and the way that we speak and what we're told, even if we're raising awareness to people, we've got to be careful on not being fear mongers ourselves, because we will lower the frequency unintentionally, and we will perpetuate the manifestation of what we've been living in on this power grid. We have got to speak life. We have got to watch our words. We have got to think, and we've got to come to a zero point.
We have got to come to a zero point.
Where we are just absolutely neutral, so we could bring heaven on earth and bring Eden back. You have a thing. We're running out of time, but you have a preparedness symposium. And my question to you, Scott, is how do we prepare but not live in fear? How do we raise our frequency and stay in this mode to rebuild Eden while we do the smart things and get prepared? Talk about that.
Well, folks, we just found more Patriot Street Fighters. Listen to that. Holy shit. I was going to jump up around, run around my chair. You're nailing it, girl. Nailing it. Well, again, that's why we're having this symposium. And it's like I said, the last thing on earth I want to do right now is put on a Patriot Street Fighter event. I just mainly because I think these were the most valuable things. Look, I was removed from the Clay Clark tour for this bullshit reason. Everybody in the world knows it. But they did an incredible service to this country with that tour.
Yes.
I'm grateful because I get a chance to expose paid. I mean, we already had a huge audience at that time. So I was able to get out there, bring my audience out to the events and meet so many tens of thousands of people face to face, hug them, shake their hand and help them understand. I don't care what you think of me. The pedestal you put me on, hang out for a couple minutes. You'll pull that out from underneath me. You'll see that guy. He's no different than Joe Lunchbucket next door. No shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This is what I'm trying to say. Do what I did. The fear of losing all your shit or you losing your life. I already had to test drove that. Here we are. We're back. It's not a big deal. When you now realize, holy cow. And I can tell you this, my comeback was epic. After that comeback, the 5 year mark, I got my phase three, walk, work, ride again. I'm riding again. 2.5 months later, I'm taken out in a high speed, hit and run with a big truck, downtown Dallas, flying across four lanes of traffic, major intersection, destroyed all over again, going back into a trauma center, full of metal. And they're like, oh my God, look at this guy. Looks like the Terminator. What the hell are we going to do? Now they start driving rods up through my bones and down through all my bones and rebuilding me again with more metal, right?
You're like a now, transformer.
Pretty much. These guys are pussies. So you look at people, then I get on a bike again, right? After all this, my friend who saw me coming back from the grave digger, half of that, and then he's in town and sees me go through this. And then I get beyond it and I get my new Harley Davidson, and he comes over flipping out like, are you out of your fucking mind? I'm like, well, we've already established that. How do you like my bike?
Like, how do you like my bike?
He goes, have you not learned a GD thing from all this? And I said, now I'm getting pissed. I'm like, well, yeah. He goes, what have you learned? And I'm like, well, what I've learned is I'm impossible to kill. How do you like my bike?
What I learned is I want to live.
Exactly. I want to live. I want to ride.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I don't live in fear. If I'm going to be taken out on a Harley Davidson, thank you, God. That is my church.
Let me go home and hang out with you.
Pastor Bob, I don't know if you knew who Pastor Bob Joyce is. Mm-hmm. I actually just dropped my bike again, but I was on my ranch property on a clay road that was put down to put hard surface on. It was wet and I didn't know how wet it was. So of course I got to get it off the property, and you can't go slow, right? You just can't, because it's slip and slide. So the bike comes over. I thought I tore my tricep. I'm limping, thought I tore my ACL. So I'm hobbling right now. I get a call from Pastor Bob just to pray over me for my recovery. Now, my friend was asking me about, are you taking your bike with you and your trailer on your tour or your event? I'm like, yeah. They're like, like, look, things happen. I hate the injuries that I've had. It's a horrific thing to wake up to mm-hmm. after being butchered. But I don't live my life in fear of it, because you would be surprised of what you can take, right? Yeah. So you can't live in fear. You're not going to explode into your light force if you don't allow life to hit you. And some people don't need to be hit like I was. So you can become who you were born to be. And that's been my mission, to get people to understand. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think. I do. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you have or don't have. You have no clue what's in there.
You have everything you need.
Everything.
We're so much bigger.
Yep. Amen.
So where can people find information about you, so we can close off here?
Yeah, go to patriotstreetfighter.com. You'll see this event flyer there. This is about helping people get prepared for the rough road we're going to hit this year, hopefully, as things start to really come apart. That's why I decided I would do this event. So go there, patriotstreetfighter.com. You can click on that flyer if you want to come. You can see the list of people who are coming in to speak. The focus is, the information that they offer is, here's what can help you get through what's coming, to try to eliminate some of the fear when it gets a little dark, as the wheels are coming off of this train. That's at patriotstreetfighter.com. Tickets are $50 for general admission. There's VIP. VIP is kind of a special celebration, a big dinner and all that kind of stuff.
Is it just in one place or around the country?
This is the only one. The only reason I did this one, because I felt the Patriot movement is like so many Patriot rallies. Mm-hmm. I always lose money on my events because I, invest a lot of money in them. So that's one reason why I don't do them. And I'm kind of burnt out on the rah-rah Patriot Street Fighter stuff. So
for sure, it's expensive. It's hard. It's draining. And you got to really pick your battles. So that's good. Patriot. Thank you, Scott. I hope we talk again. I'd like to stay in touch. I know Anna will be looking for articles so we could share your website so people could find you in the movable middle, is what we call it, to wake up even more people. And I thank you for your service, sir. So it's been great talking to you, really.
My pleasure. Anytime I get to hang out with hot chicks on a podcast, I'm there every time. So you just get to Beth whenever you need to get to me.
Amen.
Thank you.
This is the part of our show we call our weekly word of encouragement, where we take a few minutes and reflect back on what God has been doing in our lives. But before we share with you, I want to remind everyone to subscribe to The Flame Paper and The Flame Podcast at theflameusa.com. I also want to send a special thanks out to Scott McKay for coming on today. I always love when the podcast is so spiritual.
And Zach, like, and Zach and Brad too. With
shout out
to Tactical Civics, David Zuniga.
I was thinking as things closed up that exactly that, how, you know, 2 years ago we're stepping into things and we're like, why isn't anybody listening? And, you know, God has perfect timing, and everything ultimately is going to come together exactly as it's supposed to. So yes, I'm actually re-encouraged about Tactical Civics, because it kind of, you know, we got all the books and it kind of sat a little bit. I'm going to get back in.
Me too. I got to take it home, and I'm actually going to read it.
We saw Zach last week.
Yeah. Well,
seriously, Zach, I know you listen to us. I just want to tell you I love you like so much. It was so good to see your face. Zach used to work next door in my development. They're building houses, and he just like randomly stop over and have coffee. And I haven't seen you in a long time, so
stop over, have coffee.
Yeah. Come over. Anyway, shout out to Zach, Brad, Tactical Civics, David Zuniga. Thank you for all of your hard work. Our verse for the week is Luke 17:21. Nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. Ooh, I like that one. So, Nicole, how's that been affecting you this week?
It's really true. And I think people miss it. And they use language like, if you use the Holy Spirit, but then you just use the presence of God, you could use language, but to actually experience it is a different thing. Mm-hmm. And we experience it all the time. So this week's been about sitting in his presence a lot. And if you literally just close your eyes or open them and you stop thinking and you just listen to birds and you listen to the sounds of the room.
Sometimes, maybe it's this, your voice or something. You're just like, so if you just like stop and you just close your eyes and open your, and just listen to the birds. No, it's like,
I'm
so peaceful.
So
yeah, but the point is,
life is not even happening.
Yeah. But
la,
then,
la, la.
But then you're sitting in the presence of God. We do it all day, every day.
I know.
And we miss it because our minds are so busy that we're missing what's always there. And so when I hear about the kingdom of God is within, or the kingdom of God is in your midst, we're like swimming in an ocean of God.
Amen.
And when we pull in that power, it's huge. So that's besides my mind. The mind, the ego.
Are you saying you're crazy?
Yeah, the mind, just... the mind that has to do these tasks and fight and go through the motions of stuff, and it pushes against you, and you constantly are watching how you're thinking, having the mind of Christ, as they say. You're watching it bubble up. And so that's how my week's been, is really releasing when I feel resentment or fear or anger or, you know, all of it, because we shove it down so deep sometimes that it affects the way that we are. And to have the mind in Christ, you got to let that stuff, but you got to
shake it out,
shake it off like a duck,
Shake so it out.
Feel it. You know how ducks fight? Have you ever watched a duck fight and they're like, blah, 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 like me and Anna, blah, 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 and then they
I'm not a duck.
Well, then they shake off and you see them just shake their feathers, and then they're at peace again swimming. And so that's how my wake's been. It's been be a duck.
Oh, I
be
like
a duck.
It.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Close your eyes. Open your eyes.
You know, it's I wanted to interject real quickly. I know we're running over time today, but maybe I won't interject.
No, come on.
Anyways, I was watching an interview with Naomi Wolf, And she wrote a book about the whole thing with the COVID scam and all that. And the really have gone into some deep stuff. She sounded like my book. And she was being interviewed by this Dutch, I think, no, Netherlands. Anyway, she was in a foreign country being interviewed. They just published her book in that language. And they were talking. And the interviewer said, it's like this spiritual thing. It's like God is now being revealed like never before. And she goes, tell me more about what you're talking about. And they were having a spiritual, Christ-centric, even though Christ itself didn't come into it. I'm like, it's like you're watching two people who don't know how to describe the spiritual language, and they're grappling with the fact that there is a God, there's demons, there's a devil, and it's like, this is the awakening. When you're seeing people who don't normally talk this way just saying, it floored me. My whole life has had, I have to question everything now. And this is not what normal, what is what we're, and she's saying, no, this is the 2020 beyond is a new history. Mm-hmm. We are in a brand new world. It has never been like this in the history of mankind. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing her talk this way, and I'm hearing other people talk this way that don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is
the Great Awakening.
What God is doing throughout the world. So anyway.
God is so bright, I got to wear shades today.
I love that, Steve.
Whoop, whoop.
I felt God
in
that.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah. You're so amazing. We appreciate everything you do, Steve. Steve works hard for us. And it's always crazy, too, just like you said, how God comes into all of our podcasts, because everything always seems to filter in together when we don't really even know what's going to happen when we start recording. So with that, as we like to say, I'm Anna Kane.
I'm Nicole Orozco.
And I'm Steve, the producer, Johan, reminding you to keep your tinder dry, your torch lit, as together with God's help, we're spreading the truth like wildfire.
Wildfire.